that the homes were built in front of it. Mm-hmm. And I can remember one of the first automobiles, a coupe, sit inside the house, and I can remember the rooms in the house and the front porch. And I can remember visiting neighbors right across in front of the house.
Yeah. What were the rooms in the house? What'd you call it?
A living area. I can remember the living area and a bedroom area, large high ceiling rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember a hallway in the back is about all. But I can remember specifically about the automobile that was parked for. It's unusual, you know. But it wouldn't run. It was just parked there.
Mm-hmm. And this house here, what do you call each of the rooms here?
That's what I call them, rooms.
Each one. That room up there in the front.
That's the living room.
Living room.
Yes.
And then
kitchen.
Yeah, and this room here.
Den.
Den, and the rooms back there.
Bedrooms.
What do you call the thing in the house where the smoke goes up?
Chimney.
Do you call it anything differently if something on a factory, that sort of thing? On a
smokestack if it's a factory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you call the open place out in front of a fireplace?
Hearth. Well, the hearth is the area in front of the fireplace. Mm-hmm. But
did y'all have a fireplace?
Yes.
In the house?
Old time, that's about all you did have.
Mm-hmm.
A stove, potbelly stove, or a fireplace.
I had a house I lived in when I was little. We had a potbelly stove in one room. I remember
I burned my coat on it. Brand new coat. I burned a hole in it.
Yeah. I remember standing in front of those fireplaces. My uncle going down in the country, and we spent a lot of time. We loved to spend time down in the country and standing in front of that fireplace and burning one side, and the other side freezing. What do you call in the fireplace the things you lay the wood across?
Grate.
Call it a grate.
We usually burn coal.
Burn coal.
That would be a grate, and the other would be I don't know what to call those really. Mm-hmm. The hoist that you put the wood across. I don't know what they call them.
What do you call the thing over the fireplace? The
mantelpiece.
You have a name for any a big round piece of wood that has bark on it that you burn in the fireplace? You call that any different from anything else?
Just wood.
Just wood.
That's all I've ever called.
What about the kind of wood that you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the what do you call the black stuff that forms inside a chimney?
A smut. A soot.
Smut. Soot. What do you call that you're sitting in?
Chair.
And what do you call something like this that I'm sitting in?
A settee or a couch.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the furniture in the bedroom that has drawers in it that you put clothes in?
Bureau.
You call it anything else if maybe an old-fashioned piece like that? Do you have any other name?
That's all I know.
It's whatever.
Like the fellow says about the bureau, that's a long, tall thing with drawers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, whenever I ask you these questions, there's no right answer to any of them. I just one thing they're interested in knowing is if you use different words and if they suggest different things to you. Like maybe sometimes you'll call something in one house one thing and a different kind of things that's just about like it in another place you might call it something else. What do you call all the chairs and tables and everything together? You call that
furniture?
Yeah.
Legally, what do you call it? That's what I'd like to know.
Furniture.
Legally,
what I call
when they put on their furniture, does that include the contents of the furniture? That's what I'd like to know.
That's the question you've been asking now, isn't it? What do you call things?